yard. Here the porches that spanned both the second and third stories ran straight and true. Custom-made pickets, designed to replicate those from old photographs of the building and the remnants found during excavation, hung freshly primed and drying on a length of wire. He knew his eldest brother, Ryder, in his role as head contractor, had the rails and pickets scheduled for install. He knew because Owen, the middle of the three Montgomery brothers, plagued them all over schedules, calendars, projections, and ledgers, and kept Beckett informed of every nail hammered, whether he wanted to be or not. In this case, he supposed as he dug out his key, he wanted to be. Usually. The old hotel had become a family obsession.
It had him by the throat,
he admitted as he opened the unfinished and temporary door to what would be the lobby. And by the heart. And hell, it had him by the balls. No other project they'd ever worked on had ever gotten its hooks in him. In all of them, like this. He suspected none ever would again. He hit the switch, and the work light dangling from the ceiling flashed on to illuminate bare concrete floors,